name is Benito Zaragoza. I am a leader here at Word of Life Santa Barbara, and on behalf of our pastors, Pastor Miguel and Pastor Leo Montano, we just want to thank you all for tuning in this morning. It is an honor to have you. It is a privilege. And happy Mother's Day. If you have a mother right next to you, give her a kiss right on the cheek. If she's not near you, send her a text. Tell her you love her. Mama, we love you. We honor you. Thank you for tuning in with us. In Jesus' name. Well, church, before we get into the message, I have a really, really quick favor of you. Please, there is a button on the bottom, the share button. Please click on that. Send it to your friend, your family, or even a stranger. We wanna just share the word that we are online. So please tune in. Amen. Well, church, let's get right into it. Thank you so much again for joining us. Aloha. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Miguel Montano.
And this is Pastor Lily Montano.
And on behalf of our family and our church family, we want to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and the mothers-to-be. And Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Because you don't have to be a mother to have a Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. So we just want to say that we love you. To all the mothers, we love you. We're praying for you. We're grateful for you. Yeah. And to this woman right here, which she's not my mother, but sometimes she thinks she is. No, just kidding. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you
so much. Thank those minty lips, what is that?
It's a lip gloss.
That is minty. That's why I don't wear lip gloss. I don't like the minty flavor.
Boxum, my favorite lip gloss.
What is it? Boxum?
Boxum.
Go get Boxum. Boxum, send us a check. No, just kidding. Just want to say thank you for joining us today. It's a tremendous privilege and honor to have you with us. And as we say every week, we want to invite you to share because you care. So hit the share button so your family and friends can watch with us. The people that follow you, they can also watch with us. It's always a tremendous blessing. And today's word is going to be very encouraging. It's going to be a blessing to everybody, and it's going to bring strength into your life. And then next week, we're going to be having communion. So I want to encourage you to get your elements ready for next week. Join us next Sunday. We don't know how long we're going to be doing this, but we're going to plan like we're going to do it forever. But we're praying and believing that we won't. Does that make sense? So we're going to prepare. So next week we'll have communion Sunday. So I want to encourage you to prepare your elements, prepare your juice and the bread or the crackers and so forth. And you were saying...
And also, don't forget to download the app.
Yes, download our app. Our app is a tremendous blessing. It's free. We send you texts. There's devotionals in there. It's a tremendous updates. You can take notes, read your Bible reading. I mean, everything is in the app. And it's a tremendous blessing. So don't forget to download our app. And the last announcement before the next one. This Wednesday, don't forget to join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're doing Facebook Live and Instagram Live at the same time. We had a great time this past Wednesday speaking about love, the different types of love, what the Bible says about love. And then people interact back and forth. And we spoke about forgiveness for a while. It was a tremendous blessing. A lot of people are joining. So I want to encourage you to join us this upcoming Wednesday at 7 p.m. Instagram Live and Facebook Live is going to be a blessing. And this past week, Pastor Lily shared a great word with me, and I would like love for her to share that word with all of us today.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Take it away, baby girl.
So, you know, the Bible speaks in Psalms 22 says that God enthrones, it's enthroned in the praises of his people.
That's awesome.
That's when there's power and there's power. There's power when we worship. There's power when we lift up holy hands and just as a time of surrendering. It encamps in the praises of his people. That's what I always see. I see that translation more like that. He encamps. He's surrounded when we worship, and he's like, he has more freedom to work in our behalf. You know, and I believe that God is with us, even though we don't have a building. God is with us. So we have to create an atmosphere of worship. We have to create an atmosphere for his glory to be poured out, amen? So we have to remember that it's up to us for him to really be freely moving in our lives, in our behalf, amen? And the atmosphere to be saturated with his presence, with his glory, is up to us, amen? So in Psalms 33:1 says, it's time to sing and shout for joy. Go ahead, all you redeemed one. That's us. We have been redeemed.
Awesome.
All you redeemed ones, do it. Praise him with all you have. For praise looks lovely on the lips of God's lovers. We are his lovers. Again, when we worship them, that's our way of adoration to him. We adore him. We love him. We honor him for who he is.
Beautiful.
He is faithful to us. He has done so many great things to us. So that means that we have to always have that attitude of worship, of thankfulness. You know, our household is always with music. I'm always having music. I wake up in the morning and sometimes I put my headphones. So I don't want to bother other people. But between Joshua and I, even in the car, we do that a lot. And he knows all the songs, and he's used to that. And I believe that's what, you know, even David wrote many songs, because that was his way of fighting battles, conquering situation, even mindsets, you know, the way that he was going through. He said, okay, let me write it down, and this is a song of supplication, or this is a song of worship, or this is a song just of thanksgiving. And I love, in the same verse 33:20 says, the Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. Beautiful. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. So imagine that in his presence, we feel strength. Amen. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy, flowing from Yahweh. Yahweh, it's our Lord, our amazing God. Amen. Let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you.
So good.
He cared for us. He cares for us. And again, if we don't, he has more power when we worship. He has more power when we praise him. That's when, you know, in Jericho, the walls were down.
That's the way down, yeah.
When the chosen ones were praising, shouting praises and singing songs, that's when the power of God fell down. So we have to remember that. So, and no matter what we go through, let's fill our atmosphere with worship, with praise, with thanksgiving. That's the only way that God is going to move in our behalf. Amen. And we're going to see any situation destroy in the name of Jesus, because we are worshiping our God. Amen.
That's so awesome. I really, really like that, because, mm-hmm. you know, it says, like you said, he inhabits in the praises of his people. So when we praise, he comes. So we decide when to praise. Yes. So if you want God in your house, praise him in your house.
Praise him in
if
your
you
house.
Want God in your job, praise him in your job. Because he inhabits. It's like his ear. The Bible says his eyes are going to and fro the earth. It's like he's attentive. Well, who's praising me?
Who is it?
I want to be there.
I'm going there.
That's
and
awesome.
He sent his angel. Amen. Amen. To work on our behalf as
awesome.
Well.
Amen. Awesome. Love that. You know, I want to thank all of you for your continued generosity, for your continued giving, and for your continued obedience to what the Word of God says in reference to our finances. And today, as we get in ready to receive our tithe and offerings for this service, I want to read you a scripture out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22. And if you don't know how to give, you can watch in the bottom of the screen. We are showing you how to give. You know, of course, you can always give on our website, you can always give via the app, you can always mail in your tithe and offering, so you can always text the word give to the number on the screen. These are different ways that you can give, but I want to encourage you today out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22, because the word prosperity has received a bad rap over the years. You know, the word prosperity has received a bad rap because people don't understand what the word really means. But the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22, it says, the Lord's blessings brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. The Lord's blessing brings what? Wealth, and he adds no sorrow to it. It is the will of God for his people to prosper in every area of life. Not only financially, God wants us to prosper in every area of life. The problem with people have with prosperity is because they only been focusing on the financial aspect. So they hear the financial aspect and they kind of, no, it's not about just finances. Of course, finances are included, but it's not limited to. God wants us to prosper in every area of our life. God wants marriages to prosper, families to prosper, for you to prosper in your body, in your health, for you to prosper in your mind, for you to prosper with your children. He wants you to prosper in every area of life. He wants you to prosper. He says the Lord's blessing brings wealth. In other words, God wants you to prosper also financially, because when you have in abundance, think about this for a moment, when you have in abundance, you can be a blessing to what? To others. Same with forgiveness, same with love, same with hope. If you have hope in abundance, you can dispense hope to others.
Amen.
But when you lack hope and you are hopeless and people come to you and they have drama in their lives, you cannot help them. You probably discourage them too. You follow, no, because you don't have enough hope within you to dispense. Same with love, same with forgiveness, and same with finances.
Yes.
God wants to prosper you you financially so you can be a what? A blessing to others. So God is, you see, he's with you, he's for you, he's not against you. Mm-hmm. And he wants to bless you. But what activates the blessing? Obedience. Obedience always accelerates the blessing. Mm-hmm. When you obey, you activate the blessing. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that the tithe belongs to the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that the first 10% of my increase is not mine. In good times and bad times, as I obey, because obedience, watch this, obedience is trust. People do not obey God because they don't trust God. Remove everything else. Remove the words. I tell people this all the time. Remove everything you say. Is there an obedient heart in you? Show me the acts. Show me the actions that go behind the words. So people don't obey God because they don't trust God. But if you trust God, you what? You obey. And I want to invite you this morning. Perhaps you have never tithed. Perhaps you have never given before. I want to invite you this morning to trust God and obey him. Go to one of those things in the bottom of the screen and just go and say, God, you know what? I believe in you. I trust you. And consequently, I'm going to obey you. I'm not just going to talk about it. I'm going to do something about it because I trust you that much. The Bible says he's going to open the windows of heaven. The Bible says that his blessing brings what? Wealth. So you're going to be abundantly supplied for every good work. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray for you this morning. And I just again want to say thank you. Thank you for all of you that have been helping us with the outreach downtown Santa Barbara. It's been a tremendous blessing. And if you want to help us, please let us know. We've been passing out sack lunches for over a month. And we are on track for the second month, for this month as well. Passing sack lunches every other day. Tremendous blessing to the people in downtown. And you know, basically what we're saying to them people, watch this, basically what we're saying to all them homeless people or street residents, as they call them now, what we're saying to them is, you're not alone, you're not forgotten. There's a God that remembers you, and he have sent us here to be a blessing to you. That's what we're saying today. We're saying you're not alone. You're not forgotten. There's a God that is on your side, has not forgotten about you. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for every tither. I thank you for every giver. I thank you for every person that today trusts you, Father God, with their finances, Lord. Father God, they are obedient to your word, Lord, because they love you, Lord. And Jesus, we remember your words when you say, if you love me, you obey me. So I declare a blessing come in the way, Father God, of those that are connecting today with this house, Father God, through their finances. Cause that the seed that they're sowing today brings forth much fruit for your glory, Father God. Cause them to prosper, to be wealthy in every area of life, Lord. We declare that they lack no good thing, for they are abundantly supplied in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. This morning is Mother's Day, and we have this short video to for everybody, but for all the mamas. In Jesus' name, watch this.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. God bless you. I love you.
Hi, Mama. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. I just want to thank you for always being here for Jasmine and I.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
Hi, Mom. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you, Mom. You're the best.
I say Happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
We love you.
We love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I hope you have the best Mother's Day ever.
I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day and tell you how much we love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
You're the best mom in the world.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. I thank you for everything you do for us.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We love and appreciate you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We love you.
I love you, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day. Mwah.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. We love you.
Thanks for what you've done.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama. And I have one song that I made just for you.
This is an amazing video. Thank you to everyone that participated and helped us put that thing together in Jesus' name. You know, before we start, I wanna pray. Today I wanna continue speaking to you out of the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and continue speaking about the church. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father God, for the power of your spirit. I thank you that your word says, where two or three are gathering your name, you are in the midst of us, Lord. There's no realm, there's no time nor distance in the realm of the spirit, Father God. So I pray that you will reach every individual within the sound of my voice, watching this morning or perhaps watching later on. Let your Holy Spirit arrest them where they might be, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Type in the comments for me, if you will. Amen and amen. I'll read you out of the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. It says, these are the words of Jesus. It says, I will build my church on the gates of Hades, or the word, the gates of hell, will not overcome it. Jesus said that he was going to build his church, and the gates of hell will not be able to withstand his church. And we know that the church is not the building. The church is the people. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church. Can you type that in the comments? Can you say, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church. This is at the end, this conversation here, the words of Jesus here, it comes towards the tail end of a conversation that he's having with Peter. And they're speaking about identity. Jesus is trying to get Peter to understand certain things when it comes to identity. And he begins to say, asks Peter, who do people say I am? In other words, how do they see me? And then he asks Peter, who do you say I am? And then he comes back and speaks about, you know, give revelation to Peter and so forth. But it's interesting because the foundation of everything when it comes to an individual and a person's life, the foundation of everything comes from the identity, our identity. At times, people have identity issues and they confuse what they do with who they are. They're so wrapped up, enveloped in their career, their business, in a sense, that they get confused, and they confuse what they do with who they are. Sometimes I see people that get confused, and they get their possessions, the things they possess, the power, the prestige, that confused with who they are. Some people get wrapped up with earthly titles, and there's nothing wrong about titles as long as you keep in the proper perspective. But they get hooked up in titles, and they forget who they really are, or they never discover who they really are. Some people allow labels to be placed on them by either their mistakes, their past, statistics, society. They begin to put labels on them. You are this, you are that, you are the other, trying to define who they are. I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered what God says about you? What God says about you? Who are you? In other words, the creator telling us who we are. Have you ever wondered what God says about us? I'm going to read you today out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 and 6. That is going to answer this question and then some. It says, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Think about what he's saying. The things that we are, not necessarily the things that we possess. There's a big difference between being something and possessing something. He says that we are blessed, that we are chosen, that we are holy, that we have been predestined, and that we are accepted. First thing he says is that we are blessed. Can you type it in the comments? Say, I am blessed. Come on, say it. I am blessed. He says, blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Listen to what he says. Me and you has not one day we're going to be blessed. He already has blessed. It's in past tense. He already has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. In other words, you lack no good thing. You already possess what you need in order for you to fulfill. Watch what he says. You have been blessed with every, and another translation says, with all spiritual blessings. In other words, you have all the peace, love, joy, patience, wisdom, understanding, discernment. You have it all already because he already has what? He has blessed you. Now, there's an enemy out there that he's a deceiver. Remember, a deceiver is a person that separates the truth. Separate me and you from the truth. A deceiver that wants you to believe that you are lacking something, that you don't have what it takes. And that's why some people are always in a quest of finding something. And of course, it's elusive because it's already inside of them. They already been what? Been blessed. Watch this. So the deceiver cannot take anything that God has given you from you. In other words, what God has blessed, the enemy cannot curse. So what does he do? He tries to convince you that you don't have what God has already given you. That's why people get deceived. The enemy separates them from the truth. He cannot take the blessing from you. God gave you that blessing. You are blessed. What does he do? He tries to convince you to put your eyes on the circumstances. Pastor, I know what you're saying, that I am blessed, but look where I'm going through. Look what happened to me. Look what people are saying. Look at the economy. I got let go from my job. I lost a loved one. I'm going through this. They begin to focus on the circumstances instead of focusing on what? On the word. And the word says that you're what? You're blessed. So when people, if that ever crosses your mind, they look at the circumstances and the enemy tries to plant a seed in your mind about what you're going through that is bigger than you got, I want you to say everything is subject to change because my God is faithful. Everything is subject to change because my God is what? Faithful. Don't look at the circumstances, look at the word. Don't put your focus in what you're going through. Watch this. Look at the what? Look at the word. So whenever that thought enters your mind, oh, but look at me, look at this, or pobrecito, I'm so sad. No, in Jesus' name, everything is subject to change because my God is faithful. Number two. Number one, you're blessed. Number two, you have been chosen. Can you say that? Can you say I've been chosen? Let me see what page I'm in. On page four. Okay, beautiful. Page four out of 342. Chiste. You have been what? Chosen. Can you type it in the comments? Can you say I've been chosen? Watch this. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Man, this is deep stuff. In other words, before Genesis 1:1, God already chosen you. Sometimes we get mixed up the term made and the term created. You were made by your parents. You were made in the earth per se, but you were created before the foundation of the world by God, and you have an eternal purpose inside of you. You were made when your mama and your daddy got together. Happy Mother's Day to the moms. But you were created before the foundation of the earth, before he hit Genesis 1:1. Before he said, let it be light, you were already created in the heart of God. And the Bible says that he has preordained your steps. and he has preordained good works for you to walk in them. In other words, he has chosen you before the foundation of the earth. Number three, you are holy. Can you type that in the comments? Can you say, I am holy? This is what God says. Watch. What he says you are. These are not things you possess. This is who you are. This is in your DNA. This is inside of you. This is unique to you. God says that you're blessed, you're chosen, and you are holy. You type it in the comments. Some of you struggle with that. I'm not sure. No, you're holy. Which means, holy means what? Separated. In other words, God sets you apart. A holy person is a person that's been separated from this world system. Hear me out. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I've been. You don't know what I've done. Oh, but God knows. And because in spite of that, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you. So today you can live a life, a holy life, separated for him. The Bible says that we are in this world, but we don't belong to this world. We're citizens of heaven. It's interesting because in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, there you see the stories of the heroes of faith, of all these people from the Old Testament, from Genesis, I mean, all the way to the New Testament, people that suffer for the Lord, people that live holy lives, people that were separated by God. But in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 38, it is a very interesting scripture. The Bible says that the world was not worthy of them. Meaning what? That they were separated. Are we better than anybody else? Of course not. But we are children of God. And that's undeniable. And God says, hey, it being before his eyes, you are holy and without blame before him in love. Number three, you have been predestined to adoption. Can you say in the comments, I've been predestined to adoption? You know, adoption, it's a very emotionally complex subject. And unless someone has been through it, it's difficult to understand and to comprehend. Unless the person have been through an adoption themselves, it's kind of hard to understand unless you really, really study the subject, because the level of rejection, loneliness, hopelessness, the prevailing feeling of abandonment, there are layers to this thing. And when a person, you know, unless a person has been adopted, it's kind of hard to understand the concept. And the Bible says that me and you have been predestined into adoption. You know, some years ago, a guy from the church, his parents passed away. It was real, real like God thing in a sense. The mother and the father, both of them pass away, not in an accident. It was totally unrelated, you know, the illness of the body. But they pass away within days. They were both in the hospital. They pass away within days. And I went to the funeral service, and by the grace of God, I was able to speak a little bit at the funeral service. And one of his brothers stood up, and he says, I was going from foster home to foster home for a number of years until I got to this house. When I got to this house, they adopted me. Think about what I'm about to tell you. A person that is adopted, adoption, the concept of adoption, means that someone wants you, that someone pursues you, that someone comes after you. When a person is adopted, it means that someone had a desire to go out of their way to reach out to someone that was abandoned, that someone that had nowhere to go or nobody to go to. When a person is adopted, it means that someone loved them so much to pursue them and rescue them. That's what God did for me and you. The Bible says that we've been what? Adopted. In other words, he adopted me and you. He came after us. He loved us when we were unlovable. He came after us and took us in and made us part of his family, partakers of his kingdom, because he loved us that much. me and you have been predestined to adoption. Oh, Jesus. That means that he wanted you and he wanted me enough that he pursued us and he came after us. And the last one, you being accepted. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Watch this. You've been predestined into adoption, and then you've been accepted in the beloved. You know, there's a lie that a lot of people fall for it. And every time I hear this, it just breaks my heart. Oh, Pastor, I am damaged goods. Man, never say never. I don't care what you go through in life. Never say you are damaged goods, because no, you're not. You are created by God, and there's destiny inside of you, and your past, I don't care how bad it was, is redeemable by the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, Pastor, I messed up, too bad. There's no hope for me. You don't know what I've done. I don't know what you've done, but I can tell you this, that God knows and he knew. In other words, the mistakes that we have made, God is not surprised by that. But in spite of that, he loves me and you with an unconditional love. The Bible says that whoever comes to him, watch what he says, whoever comes to me, I will never cast them out. Never. God says, I don't care what you've been. I don't care what you have done. If you come to me, I will never cast you out. You know, I want to read you a verse of scripture that it blows me away, man. Every time I read this verse of scripture, I tell you, and I pray today that after you read this, you never look at the ocean the same way. And there's a lot of ocean here in California. Mm-hmm. Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 17 and 18. It says, your thoughts are far beyond my understanding, much more than I could ever imagine. Ready? Watch this. I tried to count your thoughts, but they outnumber the grains of sand on the beach. And when I awake, I will find you nearby. You know what? His thoughts for me and you are more than the sand of the sea. Man, that is incomprehensible. Imagine, man, you grab just a little bit of sand in your hand. It seems like it's countless. Now imagine the hundreds of thousands of millions and billions of square miles in the depth of the ocean all over this world. And his thoughts for me and you are more than that. That's why he loves you unconditionally. These are things that things that you possess, but this is who you are. You are blessed. You are chosen. You're holy. You're predestined. You are accepted. This is what he puts. This is his side of the deal. Now is our side. We have been called by God to cooperate with his calling. God, in other words, God put this on the table. Now me and you gotta grab it and run with it. We have to grab it and believe it. Believe that you're blessed. Believe that you're chosen. Believe that you're holy. Believe that you've been predestined into adoption. Believe that you are what? Accepted. Don't trust your feelings. Don't trust your emotions that go up and down. Don't let people know. In the name of Jesus, I believe, therefore I receive, in Jesus' name. This is crazy. God gives Abraham a promise, and the only thing Abraham had to do was to believe, was to trust, was to walk it out, was to believe in him. Watch this. Take risk today and trust God at his word and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that I am blessed, that I am chosen, that I am holy, that I've been predestined into adoption, that I've been, Father God, accepted in the beloved, in Jesus' mighty name. Those are not things you possess. This is who you are. Blessed, chosen, holy, predestined, and accepted. You know, sometimes I meet people that want to play life so safe. And it's funny because they play so safe in life. that they just gonna, they think their purpose in life is to arrive safe when they die. Don't even make sense. I want to encourage you today to trust God and receive this word, and don't allow the circumstances to shake you. Don't allow the past experiences to move you. Stay established on His word. If He says you're blessed, you're blessed. If He says you're chosen, you're chosen. If He says you're holy, you're holy. If He says you've been predestined into adoption, you've been predestined into adoption. If He says you accepted, you are accepted. Let's pray for a moment. I just want to give you an opportunity to pray, and then we'll go from there. If you are here today, and if you're listening today, and you have never opened your heart to Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, it's not by accident, it's not by chance that you're watching today. Perhaps you were just going through the timeline and you decided to stop. It was the Holy Spirit that is prompting you, because God loves you. God is in love with you. God loves you so much that He wants you to spend eternity by His side. He wants you next to Him for eternity. But there's a problem. He's a holy God and we are imperfect people. He's a holy God and we're sinful people. We have the stain of sin within us. So in the Old Testament, they used to sacrifice an animal to pay the price for the sins of the people. But one time God says, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do one last sacrifice. And the Son said, you can send me. And for God so loved the world that He sent His Son to die on the cross for me and for you. And today, in order to receive forgiveness of sins, the only thing you have to do is open your heart to God. And understand and declare that you cannot save yourself, that you need a Savior, and you receive the sacrifice of the cross in the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads and close your eyes, whatever you might be? And if that's you this morning, I want to lead you in a prayer, and I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Just close your eyes, whatever you might be, and just say after me, say, Dear God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. Today, I repent from every sin I ever committed. Today, I understand I cannot save myself. I need a Savior. So today, I believe that God loves me so much that He sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. Today, I'm a child of God. Heaven is my home. I will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, that today is the best day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the very first time, man, we are so proud of you. We cannot wait to meet you. So please contact us either through the private message, or contact us in the timeline. We'll love to meet you, talk story with you, help you in this walk. And I just want to say thank you again for watching today. And before I go, Happy Mother's Day, and I'm going to give you the best advice you ever heard from anyone when it comes to your mother. Never argue with your mother. Never. Let her win every single time. If your mother is alive, let her win every single time. And don't let one day pass by without saying, I love you, mama. Go kiss your mother. Hug her for me in Jesus' name. Cannot wait to see you Wednesday. God bless you. We love you. Happy Mother's Day in Jesus' name.
Well, church, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What an amazing word from our pastors. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, please send us a private message, slide into our DMs, whether Facebook or Instagram. We just want to love on you and just let you know that we believe in you, and that just remind you that you are not alone in this. So please go ahead and send us a private message. We just love to be able to be there for you. Amen. And also, church, don't forget, we have Wednesday night service this Wednesday. Please be a part. We would love to have you then. And then we have communion next Sunday. Let's get excited for communion. That'll be next Sunday, like I said. Please be there. Church, have a blessed week. God bless you. Aloha.